Okay, today we're going to do Daf Tes Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We're holding out the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah. Mishnah is going to be a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which teaches us the notion of Mida Keneged Mida. So we're going to discuss many different places in Tanakh where we find Mida Keneged Mida. Shimshon Halach Acharenav. Shimshon followed his eyes, meaning he was interested in these non-Jewish women who looked beautiful to him. So Lefichach Nikru Plishtim Es Einav. And that's why in the end, the Plishtim gouged out his eyes. Shenemar ve'yachazu plishtim v'yinakru esenav. Avshalom nisga'a b'sa'aro. Avshalom was another character who sinned with part of his body, with his hair, by taking great pride in his beautiful hair. Lefichach nitla b'sa'aro. His life came to an end when he was hanged on a tree branch by his hair as he was riding under it, and Gehenna opened up beneath him. Ulefisha ba al eser pilak she'aviv. And because he slept with 10 of his father's Pilagshim, lefichach nitnu bo asolun vios. That's why he was stabbed with 10 different spears. Shenemar vayasobu asara na'arim nosei klei yoav ulefisha ganav sholosh kenevos. And because he stole 3 things, lev aviv, the heart of his father, velev beizdin, and the heart of beizdin, and lev yisrael, the heart of the Jewish people, lefichach nitku bo shlosha shvatim shenemar vayikach shlosha shvatim b'chapo v'yitkeim b'lev avshalom. He was stabbed in his heart 3 times by 3 different spears, by 3 different sticks. The first one was 10 arrows and then 3 spears or 3 knife wounds or whatever to the heart. So that's everything was Mida Keneged Mida when it comes to Avshalom. But it's not always in the bad. V'chein l'inyan HaTova, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards Mida Keneged Mida as well. Miriam Mimtina L'Moshe Sha'achas. Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu for just a short moment to see what was going to happen with him when he was in the basket. Shenemar v'tisatzava choso meirachok, that his sister stood from a distance. Lefichach nisakvu lo Yisrael shiva yamam b'midbar. The Jewish people ended up waiting for her in the midbar for 7 days on account of that. Shenemar v'amlo nasa ade Yosef Miriam. Yosef zacha likbar saviv ve'in bachiv gadol mimenu. Yosef was the one who was zocha to bury his father, and there was no one who was above him in terms of political stature among his brothers. So Shenemar v'yal Yosef l'kbar zav v'yal imo gam rechev gam prashim. So milanu gadol Yosef shalun sasek ba'al Moshe. So how is he rewarded? Who's the one that buried him? Moshe Rabbeinu. No one could be greater than that. Buried Yosef, took care of the bones of Yosef. Moshe zach b'asmos Yosef v'in b'Yisrael gadol menu. Moshe Rabbeinu took care of Yosef's body, and he was obviously the greatest of the Jewish people. Shenemar v'yikach Moshe satzmos Yosef imo umi gadol m'Moshe shalun sasek ba'al hamakom. Shenemar v'yikbaru. So, Bagai, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoche, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvod Oviatzmo, is the one that took care of Moshe's body. And lo, Moshe Blavadam, it's not only about Moshe Rabbeinu that we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in the burial, Ela al kol hatzadikim, Shnemar, V'halach lefenech tzkoschecha, Kvod Hashem ye'asvecha, that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who takes care of all of the tzadikim when it comes time for burial. So the main point of this Mishnah is Mida Keneged Mida, applied to Shimshon and to Avshalom and to Miriam and to Yosef and to Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Tanu Rabbanan, Shimshon be'inav marad. Shimshon rebelled with his eyes by marrying this non-Jewish woman that he had eyes for. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says when he saw in Timnas a woman from the Benos Plishtim, Pasuk in Shoftim tells us, Vayomer Shimshon Alaviv, Osa kachli ki hi yashra be'inai. I want to marry that woman. Why? Because my eyes, because she is beautiful in my eyes. Lefichach nakru plishtim esenav. And that's why his eyes were gouged out by the plishtim. Shnemar v'yachazu plishtim v'yinakru esenav. So says the Gemara, eini. Was he really following his eyes? V'haksiv. But doesn't the Pasuk tell us, vav v'ima lo yadu kimei Hashem hi, that his parents didn't realize, they didn't want him to marry this woman because they didn't know that this was all part of the plan of Hashem, that he should desire such a woman. So it sounds like he really did have proper kavanos, and he wasn't just following his eyes. So answers the Gemara, no, ki azon miha basra yashru se'azil. It's true that this was all part of the plan of Hashem, but he personally was choosing a woman based on who seemed to be attractive to him. And since his choice was based on what was yashra be'enov, and not because of the ratzon Hashem, meaning it could have been the ratzon Hashem had he not wanted it, but he wanted it anyway. So he didn't even have to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't even have to force the issue. issue to make it happen. So he was punished because he's the one that wanted to make it happen instead of having a Kodesh Baruch Hu force the issue and making it happen. Me'es Hashem. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Tchilas Kilkulo Ba'aza. Shimshon's downfall began in Aza. Lefichach Laka Ba'aza. And therefore he suffered in Aza. Tchilas Kilkulo Ba'aza. Where do we find that the beginning of his inappropriate behavior happened in Aza? Because the pasuk says, "Vayelech Shimshon Azasa." Shimshon goes to Aza, what we call Gaza. Vayarsham Isha Zona, and he saw this Isha Zona, and he had beer with her. Lefichach Laka Baaza. So that's why he was punished in Aza. Tchsiv Vayaridu also Azasa, that the Plishtim took him in chains to Aza. Vaksiv, but doesn't it say even before that Vayerid Shimshon Timnasa, that Shimshon went to Timna, and only after that the story happened with Aza, meaning he already married a Plishti woman in Timna. So Tchilas Kilkulo Mia Ba'azaya. No, the Isha Plishta, Plishtis that was in Timnas was not Biznus. He married her. Whereas in Aza, it was in Maisa Znus. So that was considered a much worse rebellion. That was considered a much more grave act that he had done. So once the Gemara tells us about Shimshon, the Gemara explains many psukim relating to Shimshon. He fell in love with this woman named Delilah. Tanya Rebbe Yomer El Mali Nikra Shema Delilah Ru'uya Haisa Shetikare Delilah. If her name were not actually Delilah, it would be an appropriate nickname for her anyway. Why? Dildula Eskocho. She drained out or removed all of his kalach, all of his strength. Dildula Eslibo. She weakened his heart to the point where he let her in on secrets that he should not have. Dildula Esmaisa. She uprooted his good actions and caused him to do bad things. Dildula es kocha. How do I know that she uprooted his koch? Because the pasuk says ve'yaser kocha me'alav. Dildula es libo. How do I know that part? D'chsev v'atira delila ki higidla es kol libo. That she realized that he had revealed everything that was in his heart. Dildula es ma'isav de'istalik shchina minei. D'chsev v'hula yada ki Hashem sar me'alav. And dildula es ma'isav is that the shchina left him, and that's what the pasuk says. He didn't realize that the Shechina had left him, that the Shechina was no longer with him. Now, these Plishti officers had offered Delilah a very significant sum of money if she can get the secret of Shimshon, if she can get the secret of his Gevura from him, and so they'll know how to defeat him. And many times she tried, and he didn't tell her, and he just made up stories, and he wasn't really telling her the truth, until at the very end, he said it was because of his Nazirus, and if you only shave off his hair, then he's going to lose all of his kalach. So the pasuk says, "Vatera delila ki higidla es kalibo." She realized that he was telling her the truth. So minayada, how did she know that it was actually the truth? Meaning, he told her a bunch of other lies beforehand. How did she know this time that it was the truth? So Amrav Chanan Rav Nikarin Divrei Emes. A very interesting yisod that the truth is recognized. When the truth comes out, people recognize that it's the truth. Abai Yamar Yada Babos. No, there was another way. She knew that he would never say Shem Shemayim for nothing. Kivan Damar Nazir Elokim Ani. He didn't say I'm a Nazir. He said Nazir Elokim Ani. So Amra Hashtavade Kushta Kamer said, okay, that's obviously the truth, because he wouldn't say the Shem Hashem for nothing. But before he told her the secret, so Vayhiki Tzikalo Bidvareh Kola Yamim Vata Altsehu. Maivata Altseyu. What does the pasuk mean when it says she was bothering him and bothering him? Vata Altseyu. What maisa did she do that brought him to such anguish until he actually revealed to her the secret? So Rabbi says, "Ve'Rabbi Ami b'shas Gemar Bia nishmita mitachtav." At the time of Gemar Bia, she sort of slipped out from under him, and that caused him great tsar, and that's why he was megala the secret to her. So the pasuk way earlier when the malach tells about Shimshon's birth to future birth to his mother, the pasuk says Vatahi Shamrina Va'al Tishti Yayin V'Shechar Va'al Tochli Kol Tamei, that you, the mother of this child, you have to be careful. Do not drink wine or beer, and don't eat any non kosher, any tamei. My Kol Tamei. What is the tumah that became usher to her? Meaning, normally a nazir is allowed to eat food that is tamei. He's just not allowed to become tamei to a mace. Vesu adhashtu dvarim tameim kachla. And furthermore, she was a tzadekes, the HS Manoach. Prior to that, she was eating non-kosher things. She was eating dvarim tameim. So Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bei Rabbi Yame, dvarim ha'asurim benazir. Dvar tamei means those things that a nazir is not allowed to eat, meaning any grape products. So that's all he was saying. Don't eat it. Don't eat raisins. Now, after Shimshon destroys many plishtim and kills many plishtim with the jawbone of a donkey, he became very thirsty for water. So he davened to Hashem, vayivake lukim es hamachtesh asher balechi, that there was a hole in the jawbone that opened up and water came out. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bei Rabbi Yame, hu ival ledavar tamei, lefichach nitlu chayav bedavar tamei, because he wanted something that was a davar tamei, meaning a non-Jewish woman, so what his life had to depend on and had to be saved by was a davar tamei, was this donkey's jawbone. Vatechal ruach Hashem. After Shimshon was born and grew up, the pasuk says Vatechal ruach Hashem. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, cholsa nevuaso shel Yaakov Avinu. The nevuah of Yaakov Avinu now became fulfilled. Dechsev, because Yaakov Avinu says in Parshas Vayechi, Yehi don nachash ale derech. That don is going to be a nachash ale derech that bites the heels of the horse and will cause the chariots to fall backwards. And that was a remez to how Shimshon fought his wars, that he managed to pull out the foundation of the plishtim to cause them all to fall in, like a nachash that bites the heel of the horse, and then the whole chariot comes tumbling down. And the pasuk goes on, say lefa'amo b'machane don. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bei Rabbi Yame, melamed shei shechina mekashkeshes lefan of kizug. The shechina was shaking like a bell. It was ringing like a bell. Ksiv hachal lefa'amo. That you see that it's a lashon of a bell. The pasuk goes on to say, "Bein tzira uvein eshtaol." Amar Abasi, tzira veeshtaol shnei harim gedolim hayu. These are two great mountains. V'akran Shimshon v'tachanan zebaze. Shimshon uprooted these mountains and ground them together. V'hu yachel lo shia es Yisrael. Pasuk says about the Malach tells the mother of Shimshon, he's going to be the one that saves the Jewish people. Amar Abicham. Rabbi Chanina, Huchal Shavuaso Shel Avimelech. This is going to be Mevatel, the Shavua of Avram Avinu to Avimelech, that there's not going to be any battles with their children anymore. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says Im Tishkar Li Ulinini Ulinechti. So it says that Avram says that he swears that since the Plishtim violated the Shavua first, you know they violated Avimelech's end of the Shavua, so Shimshon was allowed to violate Avraham's end of the Shavua. Vayigdal hanar vayivarcheu Hashem, the pasuk says, he grew up and Hashem blessed him. Bameh birchu, in what way was he blessed? Amar Avidam Rav, shebirchu ba'amaso. Amaso k'bnei Adam, v'zaro k'nachal shotev. That he was blessed with his Eiver Azachrus. That he had a normal human Eiver, but his Zera was so strong, it was like a stream. It was an incredible stream of Zera that came out of his body. So once the Plishtim arrested Shimshon and they blinded him and they put him underneath this cathedral, so Vayikra Shimshon Hashem Vayomar Hashem Elokim Zachreni Na V'Chaskeni Na Acha Pamazeh V'Yinakman Nekam Achas Mishtei Einai Mi Plishtim. So Shimshon said, Hashem, give me strength one more time so that I could seek vengeance for one of my two eyes from the Plishtim. Amar Av Amar Shimshon Tzenekrosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shalom Zuchor Li Hashem, remember the 20 years that I judged the Jewish people correctly. I didn't take any bribes. I didn't do anything wrong. I never even asked any of them to carry a stick for me from one place to the other. I was always so good about never asking for anything and judging the Jewish people. And it was in that zuchus that Shimshon davened to Hashem. So I'm not sure how to do main points over here. It's one big main point. We're talking about Shimshon's story. So I guess podcast, we would first mention Shimshon's sins, that that his sins were with his eyes and what he was interested in. Then Delilah's effect on Shimshon and how she knew that he was ultimately telling the truth, either because of Nikarim Divrei Emes or because of Shem Hashem. And then ultimately about Shimshon's entire upbringing and how he was able to accomplish that which he accomplished. And that story about Shimshon is, Be'ez Hashem, going to continue next time when we do Daf Yud Amud Aleph.